Our guest today, live from the Philadelphia Folk Festival, is Jake Shimabukuro. He shows that as a ukulele player, you are only limited by your imagination, not by only having four strings. Jake is from Hawaii and has been recording since 2001. He got a big boost by Jimmy Buffett, playing on tour with him. His video of While My Guitar Gently Weeps has over 2 million hits on YouTube. I asked him about that song.
You know, the first time I flew out here to the East Coast, I did a... it was a local television show in New York City called Ukulele Disco. And I recorded this little segment in Central Park. And it was an arrangement of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And somehow that little 4-minute video clip got on a site called YouTube. And have you seen it? Oh, great. Well... So I thought I'd play that. It's one of my favorite songs to play, and George Harrison loved the ukulele, you know, so I've always felt a four-string connection with him for a little bit. But anyways, here's my interpretation of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Jake Shimabukuro. Thank you so much for having me. You guys were awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Jake Shimabukuro. Wow. Jake, I have so many questions about what you do. First of all, ukulele, right?
Yes.
Okay, got to get that right. You're from Hawaii. Is there a like traditional way to play this that there's a whole tradition of in Hawaii?
Oh yeah, you know, when I first started playing the ukulele, it was just the traditional Hawaiian strum, you know, just. And that was it. That was all I did. And with those three chords, you can play like 250 traditional Hawaiian songs. So that's all you needed to know, and you could do a 5-hour program.
Now, when did you start playing? What age?
I started when I was 4 years old, and I got into it because my mom played. You know, she played, and it was just, you know, music was something that my family really cherished. And we would listen to it all the time. My mom's a fantastic singer. My dad used to play a little bit of guitar. In fact, at my first birthday party, though I don't remember it, my parents, my mom and dad, sang, what's that Sonny and Cher song, I Got You Babe? That was kind of their thing, you know. That was the only song my dad knew on the guitar. And so they'd sing that all the time. And that was, you know, some of my early experiences of music.
So, did you study any like chord theory or anything? Because you invert and change everything around. It's really...
Yeah, I when I first started playing, it was just, you know, just by ear. It was just basic, you know, basic chords and things like that. And then when I was in when I was in high school, I played in the marching band. And then I started learning how to read music, and then just on my own, I just became very fascinated with the way, you know, the whole music theory and the way that all notes work together. And I always wondered, okay, I'm holding a G7 chord, but what does that 7 mean? What does it stand for? You know, so I kind of did my own research. And then I got turned on to this whole idea of the theory behind music, you know, the whole science behind it. And so in high school and college, I took a lot of music theory courses and it just kind of opened a whole new world for me.
Now, this instrument you're playing is not the thing I played when I was 12 with the big felt pick, and it's bigger than the ukulele I've seen.
Well, there's different sizes of ukuleles. You know, you have the standard, which is probably what most people are familiar with. You know, you've seen Elvis Presley strumming it in some of his movies, and then there's a size a little larger than that, which is called the alto or the concert, and then there's the tenor size, which is what I play. And then there's actually another ukulele that's a size bigger than the tenor that's called a baritone. But the baritone is actually tuned differently. It's tuned like the first four strings of a guitar, whereas the standard concert and tenor are all tuned the same, you know, with that high G on the top. Sometimes we refer to it as the My Dog Has Fleas tuning. That's how we remember the intervals. My dog has fleas.
You mentioned the YouTube version of My Guitar Gently Weeps. And I understand that George Harrison's widow saw it, and you've met her?
Yeah, Olivia Harrison actually came to one of my shows, and I almost had a heart attack meeting her. But she's just the nicest woman. And I was doing a concert with the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra, and one of the pieces that we were going to perform that night was her late husband's piece, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, with a full 60-piece orchestral arrangement. And after she had visited me backstage before the show, and I had seen her, and I totally flipped out. I couldn't believe it, and I almost wanted to take that. I almost couldn't play that song, and actually thought about taking it off the set for that night because I didn't think I'd be able to play it with her there. But we did, and I got to speak with her after the show, and you know, she was just she was just very appreciative and almost in tears and almost made me cry.
Wow. Well, I think our audience and me would love to hear another one. You want to do one more?
Oh, sure. I would love to. Yeah. All right. Well, this next song that I'm going to play is a song that I wrote a while back, and it's about being a kid and drinking one too many Shirley Temples. So it's a song called Me and Shirley Tea. And there's a little drumming thing in the middle of this tune that kind of supposed to represent her tap dancing. back in the early days. But I got to be honest, when I first wrote this song, I didn't know that Shirley Temple was a real person. I just thought it was 7-Up and Grenadine. But anyways, it goes something like this. Hope you enjoy it.
Live at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, Jake Shimabukuro and me and Shirley T. Part of a wonderful performance he gave for us on the campground stage. We got more of that, something completely different, as the Feliz Brothers took over next. We'll have them. We'll get right back here to the World Cafe.